And welcome to the Intersect of Marketing podcast, where we dive into what brands are doing across their entire marketing strategy and how their brand strategy impacts performance and how it works together to push the brand forward or hold it back. The Intersect is brought to you by Unify Brand Marketing, because unless you resonate the right way with your audience, you can't sell as much of whatever it is you sell without it being an uphill battle. Start taking wins and turning them to marketing victories by visiting us over at UnifyBrandMarketing.com. My name is Morty Oberstein, the founder of Unify. And today we are talking to the founder of SEO Jobs, the founder of Nick Leroy, SEO, GEO, AEO, LLM Consulting. Also the founder of SEO for Lunch newsletter. Did I miss anything? Nick Leroy.
I don't think so. You know, I know, I'm glad you gave me like the first 22 minutes to be able to go through that long list.
Do you know, I didn't even write down all the things you do. I know them by heart. That's how much I love you.
That's amazing. Thank you, Morty.
You're welcome. Also, you never forget to pitch them when we speak.
Oh, well, that's the thing. It's like, if you're going to do, you know, favors for folks, it's like, take your, you know, 4 seconds of limelight, or if you're like me, turn it into 40.
Wait. So, all right, let's do this. Because this episode, which, by the way, welcome to the podcast, the first episode. I totally forgot that. This is the first episode of this podcast. The entire idea of this podcast is to pull apart brands, see where their brand strategy and their marketing strategy and their performance strategy either work together or, in this case, don't work together. And this was inspired by your newsletter, where you talked about SEO for Lunch, where you can find it over SEOforLunch.com.
That is correct.
All right. NerdWallet. Today we're picking apart NerdWallet. Nick, tell me, why are we picking apart NerdWallet?
Oh, it pains me to do this, but I'll give you kind of the TLDR, and everybody listening, you know, to the podcast here, is I wrote this newsletter just saying how much I loved NerdWallet. Literally everything they were doing from an SEO perspective was like to the T best practice. Traffic was always going up and to the right. They could do no wrong. I was so confident in what they were doing that I was willing to put my own personal dollars behind their stock when they went, you know, when they IPO'd. And then we have this little thing called LLMs and AI.
I've heard of that.
AI overviews. You ever heard a thing like that?
I've heard this rumor that AI is taking over the Google results, and at some sites like NerdWallet might have been losing their traffic.
Yeah, so you know, that's what's kind of interesting. Isn't that funny, Morty, that we are now in a world where you can actually do all the right things from a search perspective, and it doesn't matter. I mean, when you think about a nerd wallet, it's about really tackling every issue and potential, you know, solution in that purchase journey, or even that purchase discovery journey, and Google's just ripped out 3/4 of the strategy.
Yeah, well, to pull back the layers on this a little bit, just to give people context who are not familiar with NerdWallet, they offer financial insights, like which I don't know, which credit card is best when I'm traveling on a cruise kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they were getting affiliate money. So when Visa would show up as the best credit card for traveling on a cruise in September, and you clicked on Visa and signed up for a Visa card, Visa would get money. And that was basically their strategy.
Right. And I think you just nailed right there inherently what the issue is. And I know we'll go much deeper into it, but you know, a lot of people, you know, including myself at times, we say, you know, traffic isn't the right KPI. You know, people are still buying, except for when your monetization model is reliant on sheer amount of traffic, because it's that traffic you rely on to take an action, then it's incredibly, you know, difficult and detrimental when you start losing half your traffic overnight.
Well, no, I'll say this. I've said this 1,000 times, and it works both on both sides of the coin. Affiliate traffic and affiliate models are a double vulnerability, because you're relying on the medium, in this case Google, and you're also relying on the credit card, in this case the credit card companies, to make. So you're doubly reliant. In general, in life, you'd rather be a little bit more independent, and as a strategy, it can kind of hit ahead, which is what it kind of did here. They lost their traffic, which means that they people aren't clicking on their website as much, and they're not going to. They search for best credit card for cruises in July, not September this time. And they get an AI answer that tells them, oh, Visa. And then they go directly to Visa because they go Google Visa or whatever. They go to Visa.com. NerdWallet misses out on that referral and that affiliate income. So the traffic in this case actually results in a loss of income, which is a big problem for them. And they haven't been able to figure out how to supplement that, because what's also happened at the same time as they've lost their organic traffic, you could see their brand traffic has also gone down, which means that they didn't really exist to begin with. Right. So if we're going through plug for Semrush, if we're looking through Semrush, which is, if you don't know what Semrush is, they track things like website traffic, keywords, that sort of thing. If you're on the brand side and you're listening to this, they'll track your performance data. Their direct traffic is down from like a peak of around 10 million last March. And we're going back to 2023, 15 million, to now 7.5 million or so. And that's not an exact number. No one, I don't have access to their data. It's third party data.
But Morty, think about it. We're now in your world a little bit more in the sense of if I'm ranking for every variation of cruise credit cards for exactly July 7th of 2012, because I needed to know what I should have used 20 years ago, we find the site, we click in, we don't always take action. But again, going back into your world, brand recall. Because if I'm getting the answer directly from Google, they might say NerdWallet suggests Visa. But the reality is, you remember Visa. Whereas if you were going into their site, reading everything, and you see NerdWallet and you click on some things, next time you may or may not go directly to NerdWallet. So I'm not at all shocked to see direct go down. And I think that is tied to definitely not an SEO KPI, but that brand recall.
Yeah, and they should work together, and they didn't. And that's kind of where they made a mistake. They overly relied on the SEO traffic, which worked for a really long time. And you're right. I remember speaking to somebody at NerdWallet when they were doing this. They were doing all the right things, and they were doing a good job from a search engine optimization point of view. But by the way, you can also see that their paid search has gone up since. And this, by the
Oh,
way, is
you have to.
where, yeah. So now they're paying. So, okay. So what I'm saying is they're paying for ads at the top of Google now more than they were before, which, by the way, shows you that if you don't have a good brand and you don't have that authority and you don't have that resonance, you have to pay more for conversions. So instead of getting that traffic organically, now they're paying for that traffic. So even if they get the referral, it costs them exponentially more to get it.
Absolutely. Well, and Morty, one thing we didn't talk about yet is this whole idea of like affiliate marketing is actually losing on both sides of the coin. Because as we had talked about now, these users aren't going to the site, so they lack that opportunity to click on it, which is a big issue for, NerdWallet, but also it becomes a big issue for Visa and whatever insurance, because now they are so reliant on their affiliate program. And it's been so dialed in to a point where they can justify the payouts and the structures, all that. But now their numbers are dropping too, which means guess what? They got to go back and pay for ads.
Yeah, so it's crazy, right? It, that's a affiliate marketing is a very it's a double-edged sword in general, and it's a hard thing. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I also don't feel it totally aligns with the internet the way that it used to. But what's interesting, okay, I want to dial this back a little, because what's interesting to me is what NerdWallet probably should have done this whole time, and I think they're probably scrambling now. They run tons of, you watch the NFL. They run ads. They're running ads. They're doing brand, quote unquote brand. But when you pull, like, if I go to their social, if you go to their Instagram, it's none of it's authority building. Like, okay, you want to understand, like, which credit cards matter, what things matter, what is finance, what is APR financing me, blah blah blah. It's always very trendy, trying to create a certain vibe kind of marketing. But you're in the financial space. So you're this very cool, very, NerdWallet, very vibey-ish kind of company. But you don't have, like, even Bankrate, who had his own problems. But if you look at their marketing, it's let us be your guide to show you how to do this. And NerdWallet doesn't, they just come off as a vibe. I don't think that served them well.
No, I agree. I think this is just a really good example of being over-reliant on Google. And I'm saying Google synonymously with SEO with the assumption that we all believe that Google was driving the most. And if there's anything that we have learned, and I'm kind of shocked a little bit, Morty, I'd be curious if you agree with this. I feel like all of us SEOs, we've been saying, don't be reliant just on Google. Like SEO being found goes way outside of the Google toolbar. You know, and that can be whether it's YouTube or showing up organically within a Reddit search or, you know, a community message board. But all of a sudden, everybody's like shocked because despite us saying that as like a best practice, everybody went in on Google. So now that we've lost, you know, 30, 40% of that visibility, people have got to figure out how are they going to pivot? And it should be to all the stuff that we've already been talking about for years.
But that's what's crazy to me about what they're doing. So yeah, they did the SEO thing. I get it. Fine. But it's not like they're not. And now they had to figure out, you know what? Now we need to do TV advertising because we don't have the same search traffic. Let's build up our brand. Let's get some recognition. Let's get some. That's why I was bringing up direct traffic before. Let's get people just coming to our website because they know we're a trustworthy source of information. They can figure things out. And once they come, we can figure out how to funnel them through everything.
Yep.
But they've been running ads this whole time and just positioning themselves in such a weird way. Not like we're going to make this more, okay, you're not a financial person. We're going to make this easier for you to digest, which is what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying. Whereas Bankrate is a little more higher register, like, all right, you're a little more savvy. They're trying to be for the average everyday person. But instead of coming off as an authority, they just come off as a vibe. And that's the part of where brands, like, they lose me. Your SEO strategy is super mature, but you're not synced up across the organization, and your brand strategy, in this case, your TV spots or your social strategy, are talking to users like they're four-year-olds. I'm gonna show you. I go to AI mode and I ask, is Bankrate a trustworthy source of information? It says Bankrate emphasizes its commitment to providing objective, accurate, and trustworthy information, stating that their content is created by qualified professionals. Blah 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 blah. Okay,
yes,
usually usual AI gobbledygook, but it's saying yes. I'm gonna say, is NerdWallet a trustworthy source of information? NerdWallet is considered a trustworthy source of personal finance information and tools, but with some important caveats.
Well, and Morty, I wonder too, in full transparency, it's been a while since I've like really dug into the site, but everything was so intentional and so search focused that I don't know if there's any page on the entire site that doesn't jam an affiliate offer down your throat. And I think there's huge opportunity. And I suspect, Morty, this is probably what you're already thinking about. Like, I don't know. You and I are dads. We're a little bit older, but I feel like we all have this conversation. Yes. but you'll resonate in a second here. Like, we all talk about how people, our kids, like, aren't always great with money. And the first thing that comes up in those conversations are people like, schools really need to teach more about this. And it feels like a huge opportunity for these finance sites to build those type of relationships. Because yeah, you might not make any money by teaching to, you know, eighth grade kids, but if NerdWallet is the first brand they are introduced to, and it's synonymous with like quality information, and that's how I get a credit card, that's how I get an auto loan, like that seems incredibly valuable, but they don't do it, and I can tell you exactly why.
Go
it
for it.
It goes back to attribution.
Ah,
and I'm sorry, I'm gonna be the first one, but like attribution is so fucked that people are operating in these silos and they're unwilling to do anything outside of them because executives are rewarding them for silo performance, not business
not
performance.
For actual performance. Yeah, and that's, I wrote an article about this a while back where it's basically, whether it's marketing, VP, or whoever it is, the person who's supposed to unsilo this, they need to step in because that's exactly what's happening is that. And I don't think people realize this, that companies, the internal teams have their own KPIs, their own world, and their own agenda that doesn't always align with and sync up with what other teams are doing. And it's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, it just goes back to, I can't remember who I was talking to, but it's like, ultimately, if we really simplify like a hierarchy, it's like shareholders are owner of the business, president, VP, CMO. Those are the only roles in the entire organization that is kind of judged upon collective performance. Because every branch from there is paid search is this dollar, TV ads is this dollar, SEO is this dollar, and it all turns into whether you're organic or a paid channel, what's the return on that effort?
And that's bonkers. I'll run it through with you in this case. Okay, so I'm watching a TV spot, let's say, and I just say, yeah, go to nerdwallet.com. So I go to nerdwallet.com, and what they're let me try to explain to you like what I think they're doing, not you, Nick, like to the audience. I think what NerdWallet is trying to be is basically saying financial information is super complicated, and we need to translate this into terms that people can the layman can understand, and make financial jargon legalese more transparent and more translatable. Right.
Agreed
That
100%.
that's basically it. So I see their commercial. I'm like, oh, okay, let's just say it's a good commercial, which it's not. Okay, they're all about vibe, which it's not. But let's just say that they did actually that. And then I go to the website and I get the nerds can find your next financial product in minutes. That's literally what it says. That's not let's help you make the let's turn your financial life into something translatable for you. None of that's there. So the team that's doing the ad, the TV spend is saying, oh, hey, look, after we did the TV ad, we got 50,000 million gazillion more visitors to the website. But what happened after that? Because there's a disconnect between a good ad, which they don't run, and what's on the page, which is, as you said before, just SEO content. There's no actual positioning.
Well, and it's really interesting, Morty. Again, you being the brand guy, I'd be curious because from a search perspective, like SEO makes a lot of sense for NerdWallet because you just have the droves of traffic that are interested in kind of that conversion point immediately. But I do have a client that's it's in an adjacent industry, but they take action every 10 years. And I would say that this very much falls into that in the sense of like, we are not getting credit cards every single day. So you can't sit there and say, like, oh, you need to build an email newsletter because people that buy or take a credit card out or a mortgage potentially once in a lifetime, they don't want to be bombarded weekly, let alone daily, with those kind of emails. So what do you do? Like, how do you champion a brand around a product that your users need and see a lot of value, but they don't want to talk about it every day.
Well, it's funny because it's kind of what you said before, right? So the reason why things like the nerds can find your next financial product in minutes work because the intent when I'm Googling something and trying to credit card, I don't care what you write there. I just want to get the information, and it's very transactional at that point. But now that we're not in the direct attribute from Google to write to the, so now everything is a little bit less, is a little bit messier, even though it was messy before. But it's a little, now if I'm coming from the ad, now I need to have the messaging on the page align where, okay, and I need the messaging in the commercial to really, to beat, you're spending all that money. I needed to create a certain perception of us, which is that we'll make things translatable for you that are otherwise not. And that could save you real money and prevent you from having real financial problems. But I would do things like, so one is I would get things lined up. I would get the positioning right in the commercials. I would have that on the website. Fine. You can have a catchy slogan around that or a catchy, but it's got to be that meaningful message of we're translating this for you. That's our whole agenda. That's our whole mission. And then do things like you said, go to the schools and advertise the fact that you're doing this. We're going around, we're doing free financial education for every 12th grader in America. Make
Right.
that
Why
sound
don't
way
you
too
have a
expensive.
sign up on your site to say, like, if you're interested in hosting us, like, use it as this huge, like, brand building opportunity and trust building activity? Yes, it costs you money, but I guarantee you it can't cost you any more than those TV ads that you're
I
running.
do that in the TV ad. That's what you do. In the TV ads say, like, we're helping 12-year-old, not 12-year-old, 12th graders around America sign up your class today. Is it really about signing up your class, or is it about showing the whole country, or in this case, the entire market, that this is what we're all about? This is what we do. This is us. We are known for this. Come to us. We're trustworthy. This is what we're all about. This is our identity. This is why you should be coming to us.
You know what they should be doing is, and again, I know it's easier for us to play the armchair quarterback, but I feel like they really should take a page out of like the Dave Ramsey book, because it's very fo like Dave Ramsey goes to the extreme, in my opinion, but he tends to work with people that struggle with their money. And I wonder if NerdWallet could be that solution, though. It's like, because there's so many different pain points of like, I've never had to take loans out for college. What do I need to know? I've never bought a house before. Like, what do I need to know? My credit cards are ungodly expensive, and I think my APR of 82% seems reasonable. Like, why aren't they the
Yes.
solution to all of those?
Because
And
they're
they
just
are
relying on the
because they're not making
traffic
money.
and the vibing with their brand budget, which
Right.
I that the vibing with the brand budget, I just don't understand why we use waste your money with that. But can you imagine if they did something like that? Hey, the TV commercial is, if you are, you're a student who took out a financial loan and now you're in a tight spot, learn what your options are. Just
Talk
don't
about a hook.
sell. There's not, you're just trying to, that's the sell right there. You just told me everything about what you do, who you do it for, and what you're all about in 3 seconds. Actions speak louder than words, by the way.
Yeah, no, I think it goes back to what I had mentioned earlier. I think because there's such a struggle with attribution, and we've all become hardcore performance marketers, that when we can't attribute it, we don't necessarily feel like we get the validation that it's working. So then we don't double down. And a really good example of this, Morty, and I believe I wrote it in the blog post too, is I want to give a couple examples of like where SEO helps other areas, but doesn't get credit. And you can see where it kind of plays with everything else. So here's a situation where SEO does benefit. You run the Super Bowl commercial, right? At the end, it says go to nerdwallet.com. So they might go to nerdwallet.com. They might go into Google and type in NerdWallet. We get extra searches. We get those sessions. We get the affiliate payout. That makes organic look great. Okay, so that's like the one time we could win. But on the other side of things, it's like we've been creating all this content for SEO so we could rank. What about your email team? Are you not repurposing any of this? Because guess what? When you send those emails out using your like SEO financed content, and then people are coming in and converting at any level, that's an attribution problem. SEO isn't being like double down on SEO because email is doing great. We could go on forever, but I think that's just one of the biggest problem that our industry is facing right now is it's not this linear. We invested in A, then we went to B. Now things are even more complicated. I would argue the most complicated they ever have been with AI and LLMs, because it was Cindy Crumb that talked to me about this. The long tail doesn't exist on Google anymore. People are going to their AI, they're going to social media, they're going to TikTok, and that's how they're learning. And then they're going to Google for the answer.
Right. Yeah, it's a weird funnel. So let me ask you in 30 seconds, if you could add NerdWallet with you here right now in the room, what would you tell them to do from an SEO point of view?
That's a really good thing. I think it's a great question. I don't think I would tell them to do anything different from an SEO perspective. I think what I would do is try to champion how they can leverage all these beautiful assets that they've created to help them, broaden the awareness outside of Google. I know that's
Yeah.
not a sexy answer, but I do
No, that's a
legitimately
good
think
answer.
that every single one of their educational pieces can be repurposed into a guide that could be handed out in a classroom. It could be a download from social. These are just things. I just think they struggle to hit, like they're just not getting the right people at the right point and take them through the journey. They're grabbing a lot of people and jamming them through holes in the journey.
So if you're looking for an SEO strategy, like Nick just said, Nick, where can people find you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Marie. So nickleray.com is my website. Feel free to check me out there, or I write a newsletter called The SEO for Lunch, where I
Love
give
newsletter.
hot takes and swear and do all that kind of fun stuff on my own channels.
We're back next month with a look at AirUp with Miracle and Amani Archibong, which they're an interesting company. Nice. Make sure to check that out. Look for The Intersect wherever you consume your podcast. Nick, thanks so much for coming on. And to the audience, toodles.
Yeah, thank you so much, Marty.
Bye.